Hello, this is Steve Braswell, and welcome to my podcast. You're joining me on a day where we're starting a brand new series. The series is called Disabilities and the Church. You might be surprised at the topic. It's not one that's talked about a lot, but I think one that is very important. And so today, the question is, why is this topic so important? We'll ask one question for each of the three in this series, and today's question is, why is this topic so important? Break it down into three sections today. First, my personal story, why it's important to me. My wife Joy and I have two daughters, a younger one we named Lauren. She was born with no problem. She did have some speech delays around age two, so we started her on speech therapy. Then at age 2 and 9 months, she started having seizures. Of course, it's the kind of thing I'll never forget, that particular day when it happened and how we rushed her to the hospital and spent the day in the ER, and what an awful experience that was. In time, it became evident that she also had an intellectual disability, which is not true of everyone with epilepsy. She had autistic tendencies and function for the rest of her life around the level of a 5-year-old. She ended up having over 400 seizures in her life and then passed away in a group home at the age of 21 due to SUDEP. You might not have heard of that. Those letters stand for Sudden Unexpected Death of Someone with Epilepsy, which happens to about 1 in 1,000 people with epilepsy. Again, it's not something that's talked about much. Epilepsy itself is not talked about much. We hear a lot about cancer, we hear a lot about autism, and rightfully so, but for lots of reasons, epilepsy is not talked about a lot. For one thing, I've always said that even watching a stranger, somebody you've never even met before and have no emotional ties to, watching a person have a seizure is just an awful experience, but hundreds of times worse when it's somebody you love. Well, a little over 15 years ago, I started work on my Doctor of Ministry degree at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary in Charlotte. I completed 3 years of classwork and coursework, and that was to be followed by a Doctor of Ministry thesis project, which would last 1 to 3 years, so very intense. Basically, you're doing research and then writing a 300-page book. It was going to be a huge project. So I wanted to choose a topic that would benefit my ministry because it would consume me for such a long time. And I was doing all of this work on top of the regular full-time ministry load that I had in pastoring the church. It wasn't during sabbatical or time away. So I wanted to make sure that it plugged into the ministry that I was doing at that church. Well, I didn't want anyone in my church to tell a difference between the amount of time I was giving to the church. I wanted them to, even though I let them know, it's not a secret, but I didn't want them to see any differences in the time that I was putting into the ministry. Well, my first choice of topics was something to do with preaching. That's really what I wanted to do. That was my main focus in ministry. I thought this project would help me improve in that area. So I talked with my project supervisor many times about many different possible topics. I've got a list somewhere in my Word files of I don't know how many different preaching topics, basically coming from many different angles, but all about preaching and sermon, developing sermons, actually preaching sermons from, you know, every different angle. But he shot down every one of them. He knew enough of my story, my personal story, to know about our daughter Lauren, and he thought it would be a great idea for me to do something on the experience of children with disabilities in the church. Not much work had been done in that area, especially from the standpoint of putting the families first, hearing their stories, and letting that shape the project. Well, my response was that Joy and I were full-time caregivers for Lauren. That was the biggest part of our lives. In essence, I wanted to do a project that would let me escape that part of my life. But my supervisor insisted, and so in time, completed the project, and my project title was, Let All God's Children Come? welcoming into the church families with children who have developmental disabilities. Now, that was obviously not my first choice, but it was a great choice. It got me researching into a lot of areas that I would never have done otherwise. So let's think about, what is the definition of disability? We hear that word a lot, but what does the word mean? Well, technically it's defined as a person with physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more life activities. CDC data shows that over 70 million adults in the U.S. report having a disability by that definition. It covers a wide range of issues: cognitive impairment, physical impairment, mobility issues, issues of appearance, injury-related issues, sight issues, hearing issues, memory issues, issues of independent living and self-care. You go back and think about that list. It covers a lot of different things. Now, conditions that can lead to temporary disability are also included, like epilepsy. Almost 3 million adults in the U.S. are diagnosed with epilepsy, having had at least 2 seizures. Let me add, there are different types of seizures, everything from staring to tonic-clonic, which used to be called grand mal seizures, with uncontrolled shaking of the body. It's a very difficult physical condition that the person cannot help and should not be made fun. Obviously, I'm very sensitive to that, but I have seen people on TV talk shows, I've been around people having conversations, and they laugh about it. Oh, look at that person, and you might think they were having a seizure, like it's a joke. We don't make fun of people with cancer. Why do we feel like it's okay to mock someone who has seizures? And yes, most of the time they recover from that seizure, but it could cause death. It's a serious issue. Well, one more question I want to think about today. Are we either abled or disabled? We tend to think of it that way. We tend to draw a line and say, well, these people are abled, these people are disabled. Either we have a blue handicap parking placard in our car or we don't. But it's much more complex than that. Who decides where the line is between when you are abled or disabled? And it involves mental, physical, and emotional categories, so it's very complex. Sometimes we think of the disabled as permanently other than us, and that's the way we like it. But it's not reality. At any moment, something could happen to you or me, no matter what your age, and you could fit the category of temporarily or permanently disabled. It may not change one thing about who you are as a person, how you feel, how you view yourself, how you love others, your intellect, your intellectual ability, and yet you could fit into the category of temporarily or permanently disabled. Now, we tend to like to put people in a category or in a box, whether it's this issue or other issues. We like to pigeonhole people, put them in boxes, separate the box from us and view them as other than. Okay, I'm abled. That person is disabled. It's a way of making us feel better about ourselves. We're not like them. We're safe. We're normal. We're the majority. Society should have its laws to keep us at the center. At best, we are all only temporarily abled by those definitions. CDC statistics show that of the 70 million adults with disabilities in the U.S., that, you know, there are 70 million, 27% of adults have a disability. 1 in 4. 44% of adults over 64 have disabilities. So we need to be careful about thinking of this topic as an us versus them. If it's not you, it's someone you love or will love. And then when it comes to the church, which is where we'll end up in the next couple of weeks in this series, Disabilities and the Church. When it comes to the church, we're meant to be a community of love. So anything that separates us off from the group and keeps our needs from being met is not an example of what the body of Christ was meant to be. This tendency, human tendency, that we all tend to have of separating ourselves off, pigeonholing us, and putting us in separate boxes is actually an enemy to what we need to be in the church, the body of Christ, a community of love, a community of care. And unfortunately, this tendency that we have to separate ourselves off carries over into the church so that we sometimes, maybe unintentionally, but still in reality, end up harming people with disabilities, families who are touched by disabilities. And in essence, by the way we operate in the church, we say to them, you're not welcome here. You're not wanted here. You don't fit here. This is our box. This is what fits in this box. You don't fit in this box, so it'd be better for you to go somewhere else. And my contention is that when we do that, not only are we not acting like Jesus, but we're also harming ourselves. Because those people that we say don't fit in our box, they have so much to teach us about life, about love, about Jesus, about who Jesus really is. And by separating ourselves from them and pushing them away, we're keeping ourselves from growing and understanding more about what the love of Jesus is really all about. So, is this topic important? Yes, I think it is. And I think it's much more pervasive than we think. And sometimes we think, well, you know, I look around the people in my church on average Sunday morning, I don't think there are that many with disabilities. Well, there are more than you think. And then the other side of it is, okay, why are the people with disabilities not there? Many times there's a reason. And are you satisfied with your church being that way? Well, I hope that gets you thinking about the importance of this topic of disabilities in the church. Next week, I'll just focus on one question. The next question, what does the Bible say? Does the Bible talk about people with disabilities? If so, what does it say? So please join me next week as we continue to explore the topic, disabilities and the church.